Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you like sweet, wholesome romance, then give our Amazon best-selling titles a try. Simply click on the link in this blog post or go to ceciliadowdy.com. ceciliadowdy.com/books. And you'll see a list of wonderful titles that you can download on Amazon. You may also go to amazon.com and type in ceciliadowdy. Try our Christmas wholesome titles. You will enjoy them, and be sure to tell your friends about them. Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses. Have you ever dated a wealthy man? I read this book because I kept seeing this author's name whenever I searched for Christmas romance books. It was a fun, sweet read. The author's name is Jenny Hale. So I've just been seeing her name like on social media and just different places. So you should give her books a try if you like nice, wholesome romance. This was a fun, sweet read. When Abby is hired to decorate Nick's home, it's like a dream come true. Abby has always wanted to be an interior designer, and she's currently a nurse to Nick's elderly aunt. Abby is a single mom, and she wants to provide the best that she can for her 6-year-old son, Max. Her grandfather's health is failing, and she wants to provide the best care as possible for him, too. Nick and Abby clash at first. Nick is used to throwing money around to make people happy. He's mesmerized when he finds that Abby views happiness a different way. He's curious about his new designer, and he's unsure what to do with these newfound feelings. Abby is drawn to Nick as well, but feels that they are mismatched since they are so different. She doesn't want her son Max to get too close to Nick. Max is fatherless, and he is drawn to having a nice, wealthy male figure in his life. She wants to protect Max from getting hurt. What'll happen if Nick and Abby are unable to resolve their differences? I really liked this clean, sweet read. It was festive and had so many Christmas elements entwined within the story. I especially enjoyed seeing Max's reaction to seeing Santa Claus. Abby wants her son to have a nice, memorable Christmas, and she's doing all within her power to be sure her son is happy. She does the best that she can, but she realizes that her son is missing out on some things since he doesn't have a father. I think the author did a really great job in showing how hard it can be to be a struggling single mom. Abby obviously places her son's happiness above her own, and she hopes she can raise him best that she can. I also understood why Nick didn't always view things the way Abby did. He's used to having his money to make things better, and it's hard for him to imagine what life is like when you can't always buy the things that you need. Overall, a great, sweet story. So have you ever dated a rich man? If so, how long did you date? Did you marry? Just leave a comment with the answer to that question so we can get a discussion started if you wish. This blog post was sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you like wholesome, sweet stories such as Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses, then you'll love our romance titles. Tell your friends by forwarding this blog post. Simply click on the link provided in the blog post to give you a list of all of the romance titles available by Divine Desserts Publishing. You may also click on the link at the beginning of this blog post, the link entitled Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses. That will give you that will take you to a page where you could purchase Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses if you wish. Have a great day.